Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Zach Krieger shares what God has been doing in his life.
We have for our gospel today the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus on the road to Jericho in the Gospel of St. Luke. And in this, I wanted to highlight, or what is standing out to me, is the prayer, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And one of my favorite devotions, it's my favorite, I guess, an idea, but in reality, I find it really difficult to practice, even though I love it and I see a lot of fruit when I do it. But either way, is the Jesus Prayer. This is one of the origin passages for the Jesus Prayer, along with the name of Jesus itself. St. Paul says that every knee will bend at the name of Jesus. Is that St. Paul? Might be from Revelation. Anyway, that's one of the origins, and then also the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, where the publican, the tax collector, kneels down in the temple and cries out, "Have mercy on me, a sinner." And so we kind of combine these prayers together, and instead of Son of David, we have Son of the Living God, right? Which is another title for Jesus, claiming his name. But the reason I love this prayer is, one, I'm an incredibly kind of busy person, and it's one of those things where it's a way to pray all the time and to find a way to consistently lean back into the presence of God in the midst of a busy day. I sometimes have a hard time forcing my mind to do that or to come into his presence somehow. But whenever I have something like a phrase that can remind me and has been particularly powerful in my life, like the Jesus Prayer, I can call upon his name all the time. And also, I just love everything's in the prayer. I mean, you have the name of Jesus. You have he is God. He's the Son of God. You have everything there. He's the Savior. You have us calling out for mercy, which encompasses everything we need. Everything we need is a mercy from God. And so it has that element. And then just even the name of Jesus. And whenever we call upon the name of Jesus, there's this Father Mike Schmitz talk from, man, must be like 8 years ago now. I think it's off the website because it's too old. But he talks about calling upon the name of Jesus. And he said, whenever you say the name of Jesus, his presence comes with it. But he never doesn't hear his name. And so with his presence comes his healing, comes his comfort, comes everything. Everything that comes with Jesus comes there. And that's why it's so bad to say it in vain. You know, and I teach the kids, and some of them, you know, will take the name of the Lord in vain without even realizing they're doing it. And I always catch them by saying, "Praise his name." I kind of turn red. And so, and a lot of times they'll say, "Well, I didn't mean it." And I was like, "Well, that's exactly what saying something in vain means." I took that from Father Mike. And so anyway, this prayer is so beautiful, especially if we can put ourselves in the place of the blind beggar here on the road to Jericho. But I learned a very beautiful way to pray with this prayer from a good and holy Dominican priest, Father James Brent, on a retreat. And so I thought that we could walk through that prayer, and I can teach you this little method of praying the Jesus Prayer. There's a danger in this prayer where people can almost treat it like a mantra, something that if I just say it enough times in a day, it will bring me into a different state of consciousness, or it's the prayer itself that has this magical quality. And it's not. It's the prayer is beautiful because of all that it contains, but it's Jesus. It's this relation with Jesus that we have. And there can be an element of just kind of turning the repeat button on and just saying it again and again and again and expecting something to happen from that. That's not the case. That's what Jesus warns against when he talks about vain repetition. It is a prayer that needs to be entered into and meditated upon rather than just repeated over and over again. And so some just have the idea of repeating the prayer. But any good teacher that talks about the Jesus Prayer in the spiritual life talks about the need to go beyond just the words into the very heart of prayer, into a heart-to-heart conversation in the presence of God, into just the joy of God's presence. And so Father Brent, he taught us a little method they called the three-step Jesus prayer that he said can add this relational element into the prayer, especially if you find yourself just kind of rotely repeating it or just almost treating it like it has this semi-magical kind of stance, you know, and we don't want to just repeat a prayer repeatedly and never enter into a loving conversation with Christ, right? And in the West, we have a beautiful idea of the imagination being a vital element of prayer. That's a gift, spiritual gift given to us to reach out to God. So he combines all these elements. And so when I walk through this little method, we'll do it together here. And the Jesus prayer is one that can be repeated as many times as needed. So, you know, if something comes up in prayer, you speak with our Lord about it. And then is the conversation just kind of like a wave that hits the shore? You know, it flattens out for a bit and then another wave rolls and hits the shore again and again. And you can watch, you know, the sea repeatedly. You can never get sick of these waves that just repeatedly flow onto the shore. And so this is how our prayer can be as well, that just kind of repeats itself after we're done here. So after this little episode ends, just keep praying. Just go right back to the beginning at the first step and move on from there. So let's begin to pray. First off, we visualize ourselves in the presence of God. So particularly as I'm meditating on the blind man and Bartimaeus, you can even put yourself in that scene. And imagine that Jesus has his hands held out to you. And Jesus asks, what do you want to give to me? What do you want to place in my hands? Whatever's going on in our day, maybe we're thankful for something, or maybe like the blind man, we have a request that's really deep in our heart, something that's going on. Maybe we're coming to Christ and we want to give him our joy, our sadness, our sorrow, our wounds, or pain in some way. Or maybe things are just going well and all we want to do is give back to him the gifts he's given to us. Take a minute and answer that question of Christ. What do you want to give to Christ? Now, God is not one who just takes, but whenever there's a space that's left by God's healing, that space is meant to be filled with something that ought to be there. And so, Jesus, in his generosity, will also always say, what do you want in return? So in light of what you wanted to give to Christ, you can also make a request. Lord Jesus, this is what I want in return.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.